it's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's great to Mac and Gatos on the program. Mm-hmm. Hey, the Trump tracker towards the end of the show. Our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses. Then we've got the sounds of the week, as you like to call it.
Oh, the good, the bad, the ugly, the fun and frivolity of the previous week condensed into about 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's the funny parts of our show, so We're lucky if we get to 2 minutes.
Right.
Anyway, just a real quick update. You know, Mac and Gatos, our quest to become official professional vote counters at Maricopa County.
County Recorder's Office,
They still have like a million votes to count.
60,000.
60,000, same thing. It could be a million. They'll probably never finish the 60,000 anyway. We're trying to get down there and help them count. And we did receive an email from the Maricopa County Recorder's Office saying there is some interest in hiring us for $10.50 an hour. So we're trying to work it out. Let's see if we can go down there and count some votes. I'm telling you. I'll tell you what.
Why would anybody let you count votes?
Oh, I rigged the whole thing. It'd be great.
That's exactly my point.
When I was in kindergarten, I was one of the fastest counters there are. I think I could bring that skill to the Maricopa County Recorder's
Office.
Were
you accurate or just fast?
Fast.
You always say, there's math involved. No one wants to let you near anything where you're counting.
I can't be any worse than what's going on down there right now.
By the way, they're saying they're going to be done by the weekend.
Oh, please.
So
I won't hold my breath. Okay. We brought this up yesterday, and it was terribly disturbing. And it is a fact, and it's unfortunate, that a new report says more firefighters died by suicide in 2017 than in the line of duty. And we asked firefighters earlier today to call and tell us if this is actually happening. And it is. There's no question in my mind that I believe this. Because think about what they see. If they are called out to a child drowning, they see that. We hear about it in the news. We never see it with our own eyes. Because you are seeing the child that is now gone. And you are seeing the parent react. How do you move on from that if you're a firefighter?
And it's not just one time.
True.
It is a number of different situations where you see humanity at its worst.
We talked to Joe, who used to be a firefighter. Listen to what he said.
I struggled with a child sexual abuse case for a really long time. It kept me up late at night. I'd wake up in cold sweats. I'd cry for no good reason at any given time. It was affecting my family. It was affecting the way I was able to kind of handle myself. And for a long time, I had been told that there's no such thing as PTSD and that, you know, guys in our position, we don't talk about those things because we can handle it. And I was really skeptical about any ability that some quack could really help me through. But after it affecting me for so many years and getting out of the service and kind of just moving on with life, I finally decided I have nowhere else to turn, and so I accepted an invitation to talk to somebody, and I was amazed that in that short hour of bawling and talking to somebody that it's healed, and it's helped me to kind of move forward with my life and be able to accept what happened and come to terms with it. And so the reason I called in is because if there's anybody out there who is dealing with this and who's too manly to talk to somebody and doesn't believe that it'll work, I'm here to tell you it's the best chance you have, and I encourage you to do it.
Did you ever think about committing suicide?
Absolutely.
You did?
Absolutely.
Oh, gosh.
And are you still a firefighter today?
No. We've seen a lot of terrible stuff, but there's always that one or two or few that stick with you that you can't shake, and it'll take you down some pretty dark paths.
So that's a real firefighter who doesn't do that job anymore.
He's out of that line of work. Right. He's lived here now for
a year.
A year, and he said, I just had to call because I've been through it. I was told PTSD does not exist for firefighters. That's wrong.
30% of firefighters in America have PTSD.
And I finally talked to somebody, and in just that one-hour session, it helped. I mean, it's that simple. People are there, but people also have to be willing to get help. And I mean, these are tough people. I mean, they're
tough
trained
men and
to be
women.
Tough.
There's no doubt
about
it.
Right.
Lauren called, and her husband has known about this problem with suicide and firefighters and did something about it.
So my husband actually helped start a program called Fire Strong with the Phoenix Fire Department. It's a support program for firefighters. It started originally for mental health. Now the mental health task force is one part of that. He's actually at a meeting right now teaching on mental health in the fire department.
Wow.
He started seeing it before the suicides happen. After they go on calls that are harsh, they're able to deal with it in the moment. But when they get back to the station that night and then the next day after they go home, that's when he saw firefighters really struggling. And that's when they really need help. And so they created like a hotline, the Fire Strong hotline that they can call. It's become a national program. Mm.
There was a number of years ago, I've known my brother-in-law now since 1999, I guess. My sister and he got married.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say much. And he was a former Marine, too. He was in the first Gulf War. So he has seen some stuff, okay? And now he's a state trooper. He says nighttime is the hardest. Just before you fall asleep, because that's when your filter's off. That's when you really can't suppress or really can't stop.
It's also quiet, and you can get inside your own head.
There you go. Yeah. And he said that's the toughest time for him. That's when stuff can come up, and it can come up at any. It doesn't have to be that day. What he saw that day, it could be something he saw 5 years ago or 10 years ago, and. I asked him, I said, are you going to do anything about it?
You're going to get
help.
And
he said, yeah. And he said, not yet. I don't know how far to push. I mean, again, I'm not him.
Well, it depends how bad it is. Depends how
true,
bad he's,
true.
How much he is suffering.
Very true. Very true. But I cannot imagine seeing, like I said, humanity at its worst. Fire and police, first responders. They are the ones to repair, to save, to clean up, to console, to mend. I don't know how they do it for any length of time when you see humanity at its worst. I applaud them.
You see the most horrific accident
you
could ever imagine.
To somebody who is just the kindest, sweetest person, you think, how could this happen to that person?
Yeah. So the disturbing fact that firefighters died by suicide in 2017. That's more than in the line of duty.
Yeah.
You got to just remember all this technology we've got to what the firefighters are wearing, what their gear is like, and all that. That protects their body, but they also have to have their mind protected. And so a lot of places have mental health needs, and you know, to put a spotlight on that, I think I think can only help.
Yeah, it's important.
Okay, coming up next. Thursday's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Thursday's Thanksgiving. Do you want to know the name of your turkey before you devour it?
Why would you? Wait a minute. Who's naming turkeys?
That's next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, since Becky Lynn and I are the only two people on this show who actually grew up in what is considered a rural place, Becky Lynn and I know the rules. What's the first rule of farming there, Becky Lynn? First rule of animal husbandry?
You don't give them a name.
Don't give any animal a name because it becomes...
pet.
A pet. You don't want to kill it. You don't want to do anything that would harm it. I mean, if you look at Charlotte's Web, you look at Black Beauty...
I care about that?
Because now... Now, we are less than a week away from Thanksgiving. You can buy a turkey and find out what it was named and the farm it was raised on.
I love this idea.
This year, though, you can read about your turkey's story.
Oh, that is awesome. My turkey likes to golf. My turkey is left-handed.
Turkey trackers are being used for...
Did you hear that?
Turkey trackers.
Turkey trackers.
Turkey trackers, Mac.
Turkey trackers are being used for the first time on Jennie-O and Honeysuckle White Turkeys. The companies are subsidiaries of Hormel Foods and Cargill.
I don't care.
Kate Raddatz shows you how much information...
I don't care who she is. Let's get to the point.
The decision-making...
This is what I'm talking about.
The decision-making on Thanksgiving turkey used to come down to fresh or frozen. Not anymore. I think it's great. I think it's good to be educated on where your food comes from. So the easier they can make it, the better.
Why do I care where my food is coming from?
You should to a certain extent. Don't get me wrong.
What am I doing, a Google search on where my hamburger came from?
Well, I mean, if you want to, because of mad cow disease, yeah.
No, I don't want to do
and
that.
And there's a salmonella outbreak among turkeys.
But is knowing the turkey's name and where it came from and the backstory of the farm, you don't want to know a farmer named Earl in like middle of nowhere, Missouri, raised this turkey from just a little tiny egg drop. You don't need to know all that stuff. And he likes to golf on Sunday and do all this other stuff, and he only buys John Deere, not New Holland, and he, you know, cut his thumb off in a tractor accident when he was a boy. You don't need to know any of that crap.
You're
just buy the turkey.
You're missing the whole point. No one cares about Earl. You get the name.
You can find out the information about the farm.
You get the name of the turkey.
The turkey doesn't have a name.
I want my turkey's name to be Harold.
Do you realize how many turkeys are on a turkey farm at any one point?
No, and I don't care. But
hundreds. They don't have time to name them.
I know they're delicious.
Turkey tracking online. It's a new interactive activity for Jenny O, the nation's second largest turkey producer, and Honeysuckle White Turkeys.
You know what this? You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the Santa tracker, that you get an app on your cell phone.
Now, wait a minute.
And you get to track where Santa is. Santa's over there in North Korea. That's awesome. Santa's headed to California.
No, he would disappear off the grid.
All right, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. You get to track where Santa is on Christmas Eve, which is so much fun.
Yeah.
And this...
You don't need to track your turkey.
But I get to know the name of the turkey. I might find out that the turkey I'm about to eat...
The turkey's dead.
They had both in stock at This Cub Foods in St. Louis Park. Take this Honeysuckle White Fresh Turkey.
You take it.
I will. And I'll eat it because it's delicious.
You plug in their Meet Your Farmer code on their website.
Meet Your Farmer code. What is this, a dating app? Your Farmer.
There you can find out where the turkey came from. This one's from a farm in Missouri.
And his name is Harold.
The farmer?
I don't know.
The turkey.
Just think. You're sitting around the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah.
And you're mad because that relative is there and you don't them and you don't have anything to say and it gets deathly quiet, pull out the turkey tracker.
It's a good
conversation.
Becky Lynn.
It is. It's a good, what do you call it, a something starter?
Icebreaker.
Icebreaker.
There
conversation
you go.
Starter.
Conversation starter.
Let's meet our farmer. Come on. Let's meet our turkey.
More information about the family, even some of their favorite family traditions.
I think it's kind of cool. I mean, farm to table is huge, and people want to track their food, especially with the salmonella outbreak. It's probably a smart idea to do it.
The current salmonella outbreak.
Hold on. No, lady. They're not going to say on the Meet Your Farmer or turkey tracker, this one has salmonella on it. You get salmonella by not cooking it properly. They're not going to tell you this turkey has a disease. Thank you for buying it. That's ridiculous.
I want a turkey that's been juiced like A-Rod or Barry Bonds.
Great.
I want that sucker big.
Great. You want all the hormone advantages of a turkey.
Okay. Oh, there's no question about it.
Okay. The turkey's not going to hit you a home run. You know that, right?
No, I know that.
Okay,
but
it's dead.
It could have bigger wings and legs. And
don't eat the wings.
You don't eat the wings.
Well, you can have a wing on a turkey. What's the thing?
Turkeys have wings, but you don't eat the wings like a chicken. It's different.
I don't care.
I know. That's why this
white
is
meat,
stupid.
White meat, you know.
Why got to be racial?
The current salmonella outbreak.
I'm done with the salmonella outbreak.
For some, they don't need to know.
It's a little too personal to know where my turkey is from.
Okay.
It's ridiculous to know where
I got to ask you a question.
It's a little too personal. I don't need to know that it only finished at a Jayco school. Didn't get its full degree.
Since you have a 9 and a 2-year-old, okay?
Yeah.
Our kids are 20-somethings.
Mm-hmm.
If you told your 9-year-old right before dinner, are you ready to eat Harold? Would she not eat it?
Right.
No, I'm asking you.
Yes.
She would say, no, I'm not going to eat Harold.
Yes, because Harold has a name.
But if you said Harold is delicious, she would still not do it.
Ew,
I'm eating Harold.
I can't believe we're eating
Harold.
This girl still doesn't understand that hamburger and beef and cows are all the same thing. She just sees the patty on the bun and doesn't realize it came from a heifer.
Most kids don't. I actually read something about that not too long ago. It was a nanny that was sitting with a kid that she was taking care of, and they were having chicken nuggets, and she said the kid was eating and laughingly said, wouldn't it be funny if these really came from like a chicken?
All right, coming up next, the Trump tracker, Mac and Gatos.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos, Arizona's Afternoon News, 92.3 FM. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, coming up, we got the sounds of the week, Mac, as you like to call it.
The good, the bad, the ugly of the previous week condensed into about 2 minutes.
Oh, it's so fun. It's so hilarious.
It kicks off your weekend the right way.
Yes. We'll do that in a second, but first...
The Trump Tracker, our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, so we see how the president did this week. We'll each do a hit, something he did well. Leads to a miss, something that he did not do well.
Hit.
Mac, your first, your hit for the president.
My hit for the president is that in a recent interview on Fox News, the president said he is working on rules for reporters. I mean, how pathetic is this? But I totally get it. After what Jim Acosta did from CNN, and they, you know, revoked his press credentials.
He was hogging the microphone.
Yes, yes, that Trump actually has to make a rule for how to conduct yourself, and Trump specifically said that one of the rules was that reporters can't keep asking questions or we shut the press conference or whatever, we shut it down.
Mm.
So I, you know what, I actually agree with that. It's just sad that grown men and women have to be told how to do their job.
Miss.
The president gave out the Medal of Freedom at a Medal of Freedom ceremony at the White House today.
Oh.
Trump lauded the Supreme Court justice and his wife posthumously, Antonin Scalia, conservative justice.
Passed away a few years ago, right?
Well, his wife was there to accept the medal posthumously for her husband. And Trump, of course, had to say something stupid.
And their nine children, Anne, Jean, John, Catherine, Mary Claire, Paul, Matthew, Christopher and Meg. You were very busy. Wow. Wow. I always knew I liked him.
Totally unnecessary. That's what being Catholic's all about. You know, you have a bunch of children. Scalia ain't one of your, you know, Playboy buddies that you used to hang out with in Trump Tower. Okay? You insulted him and his wife.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
The Trump Tracker, our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses.
Hit.
Okay, my hit is that the president is actually asking questions about Mike Pence's loyalty.
The vice president?
Yeah. I think Trump is starting to put it out there that, you know what? In 2 years, I might have to get another running mate.
Come on.
I don't think Mike Pence adds anything to the White House. I'm not a big fan. I don't despise the guy or anything like that. I just think that he is a lapdog. I don't think he
wouldn't
has
that be loyal,
Trump's
though?
Ear. Oh, I'm just saying, me personally, I don't think he adds anything
to the ticket.
Yeah. So is Trump starting to put out, you know what, Mike Pence, I don't know if I'm going to, you know, keep you around. I would be interested in Trump having another running mate. I would actually like to see that. Yeah. So if he's thinking Mike Pence's head is on the chopping block. Yeah, let's go down that road.
Who would you want to see, though? Ben Carson?
Oh, no.
I mean, who's going to take that job?
I don't have that answer yet. Jim Sharp?
Jim Sharp?
Very good.
Arizona's Morning News?
Well,
miss.
Okay, Mac, here is my miss for the president. He said that in Florida, there were people who voted twice. They went in and they voted and then they left and they went to their cars and they got in a disguise and they went back in. Mr. President, you got to give me some proof on that because I'm calling BS. I don't think that ever happened. I don't think people are voting twice. I don't think people are in disguise. That's the Trump Tracker, our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses. That'll do it for the show. Everybody have a great weekend. We get the sounds of the week coming up in a second.
Until next time.
It's great to have Mac and Gatos on the show.
The sounds of the week brought to you by Blue Sky Pest Control.
Better technicians, better service, and Rosie certified. Schedule today at blueskypest.com. Mac's having a coughing fit. Let me get you some Kinetico.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go.
Ugh.
You're not supposed to do that before we come back.
I can't help it.
Mac is swallowing water now.
Jeez.
Mac has put the water down.
Jeez.
I've always wanted to do play-by-play. You know, facts matter on this show, and we've installed, I guess, a new rule that if one of us is incorrect on a fact, we get our hand smacked.
DPS took it down. Sorry.
They get it right, man.
I know.
You know what? Give me your hand. There you go.
Hey!
That's what you get, man.
Ow!
Facts matter, man.
Sting.
I know. You could chopper him in.
Get in the chopper.
Get in the chopper.
We have to guard the southern border.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is Border Patrol.
More from Jeff Flake.
So they're not forward.
All right, I'm bored. Let's
would he have a cameo in the Arnold Schwarzenegger? Flake could have a cameo in that movie of the Border Patrol. Why are you only 90 miles?
We're 90 miles because we're not needed yet. Get in the chopper.
All right, enough of your chopper stuff. Thanks to Jeff Flake for boring us. There was a man named Christopher Grayshock.
Grayshock.
Grayshock. That's what I said.
Okay.
He was so upset.
That you mispronounced his name?
That I mispronounced his name, that his Jets got whooped.
Yeah.
That he got drunk and was charged with drunk driving.
Remember that couple who raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for
who
a homeless man
guy?
And helped them in their time of need?
I don't know. Do you want his name?
He sounds like he just woke up and gargled with razor blades.
Hey, I'm sorry just, I'm late. Remember the feel-good story?
It was a feel-good...
Is this the same
who
guy?
Is this
Why
guy?
Why do we have this guy?
It's like Tone Loke and Fat Albert had a child. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. It's time to...